Christian's last name is a G H A R E H D A G H I. First name is M A L I H E H. Date of visit is March 10, 2023. Date of visit is November 18, 1952. Referring physician is Dr. G H A R A G O Z L O U. MD. Next level, dear Dr. G H. A-R-A-G-O-Z-L-O-U. I have the pleasure to see M-A-L-I-H-E-H today for initial evaluation for itching on the face. Next row, she complained itching on the face. Next row, history present known as patients, a 70-year-old female. How much she complained itching on the face? So for some majority of the history is provided by the daughter. For some, according to your daughter, how much patient has been itching and numbness on the right face for the last 2 years. So for some, I have an ear pain on the right ear. First up, a patient has been having pain in the right ear and itching. The daughter tells me that she went to see a neurosurgeon. She also saw an oncologist. They told me that she got many brain MRI. A patient tells me that it is unclear to me. I asked them several times, why do they need to see an oncologist? To them, they don't seem to understand. Patients tried various medications for the facial pain and numbness and itching. However, according to the daughter, the patient is no longer pain. It is no longer painful. It is just itching. Patient tried various medications. For the facial symptoms, including gabapentin, Lyrica. Patient also underwent gamma knife ablation surgery for the trigeminal neuralgia. After the procedure, she developed feeling of intense itching on the left face. The patient tells me that gabapentin, Lyrica was not effective for the medication. A patient also tried carbamazepine. However, the carbamazepine caused a skin eruption. The skin eruption was either due to carbamazepine or MS content. Past medical history. Trigeminal neuralgia. Next one, gamma knife ablation. Next one, past surgical history, tonsillectomy, cholecystectomy. Next number, current medication, gabapentin, 200 milligrams twice a day. Next level, pregabalin, 75 milligrams. Next level, omeprazole. Next part of allergies, patient's allergic to penicillin. Next one, social history, patient is married with 2 children. First up, patient does not smoke. First up, patient quit smoking in 2013. Patient does not drink alcohol. Patient does not use illicit drugs. Next one, family history, his parents died. Past medical history, acid reflux symptoms and numbness and tingling. First up, next paragraph. Next paragraph, impression, a trigeminal neuralgia on the right face. Patient initially have numb and painful symptoms. Patient undergone gamma knife ablation. After the procedure, she developed intense itching in the face. A patient According to the doctor, her face is no longer painful. First up, it is not numb. First up, the patient just has significant itch. First up, the patient tried gabapentin and Lyrica, and they have not been effective. First up, the patient also tried carbamazepine and also MS content. First up, it is suspected that these medications caused her to have a rash eruption. First up, it wasn't clear which medication caused that. First up, I would be hesitant to try her and carbamazepine again, given that she has these side effects. The first step, patient will also refer to the pain management. First step, next, next paragraph. Recommendation, I would like to obtain all the MRI results from John Muir Hospital. I would not start her in carbamazepine given that she has skin eruption problems. The only other medications that I can think of that may be helpful for trigeminal neuralgia would be Dilantin. First up, however, next up, I would like to have her come to my office, for a complete examination before I would consider to start her in any medications. So first up, so I explain to patient to bring in all the medications she has tried before. I explain to daughter I'd like her to come into my office for a further evaluation for stuff in December. Recommendation to daughter to obtain all the MRI reports from John Muir Hospital. First up, she tells me that she has done many MRIs. First up, I just want to see. I would like to see the reports. First up, next up. Other medications may consider for itching. They also include Benadryl or other antihistamine type of medications. So first up, next number, just mark the notification. Next patient, last name is Stiles, S-T-I-L-E-S, again, S-T-I-L-E-S. First name is Aaron, A-A-R-O-N. Date of visit is March 10th, 2023. Next over, date of birth is July 9, 1992. Referring physician is Dr. Caldas, K-A-L-D-A-S. Next over, Dr. Caldas, I have the pleasure to see Aaron today for initial evaluation for headaches. Next over, history present, chief complaint, headaches. Next over, history present, known as Christian, a 30-year-old male, comma. Chief complaint of headaches, of course. So patient tells me that he's been having headaches, comma. Once to twice a month, first of all. Patient tells me that these are severe headaches. First of all, patient has light sensitivity with these headaches. First of all, patient also has nausea with these headaches. First of all, majority of the headaches is in the back of the head. First of all, patient tells me that these headaches could be severe. First of all, patient tells me that he has both migraine headaches and tension headaches. First time, next over. Patient denies any hemiparesis, antibody sensory changes, diplopia, dysautonomia, dysphagia. Next over, patch medical history, asthma, beta thalassemia, beta thalassemia minor. Next we have a past surgical history, non-instrumental clinical medication, NSAIDs, next we have loratadine, next we have albuterol is needed, next we have allergies, no known drug allergies, next we have social history, patients married, first-time patients an engineer, patient does not smoke, or first-time patient drinks alcohol on a social basis, so first time, next we have family history, there's no family history of similar medical condition, please do not fit a review system, next we have impressions, migraine, headache disorder. First up, a patient has light sensitivity, nausea with these headaches. A patient also of a brother has migraine headaches. A first up, patient described that he has migraine headaches about once or twice a month. A first up, patient also of a tension headache, according to the patient. First up, Mr. Weber, a recommendation explain the patient if you have a preventive diagnosis. Next up, explain the patient of different medications for migraines. First up, decided on a trial sumatriptan. Decided on a triamcinolone 50 milligrams once a day as needed to come for headaches. Of course, so the patient common side effects and the medication common included chest pain, palpitation, short of breath. Of course, starting somewhere. Explain to the patient, let me know immediately if he develops any of those signs and symptoms. So first starting somewhere, it's like a patient's headache frequency is not likely frequent enough to start on a daily prevention medication. First of all, explain to the patient, let me know if his headache is getting more frequent. Of course, starting somewhere, recommendation filed with me in April 10 of 2023. First starting somewhere, about this month's routine application. Next patient, Dr. Safer, C as in zebra, A-F-E-R. Next we have a Dr. Safer, after the flash, I see. I'm sorry, next patient, last name is Romero, R-O-M-E-R-O. First name is M-A-R-I-E-L-A. Date of visit is March 17, 2023. Date of birth is May 23, 1966. Referring to physician is Dr. Zafer, C as in zebra, A-F-E-R. Next part of chief complaint is insomnia and headaches. Next row of history, present illness. Patient's a 56-year-old female. Common chief complaint, insomnia and headaches. At first time, patient tells me that his majority of history is provided by a friend translating in Spanish. At first up, patient is having a lot of headaches. The headache are not severe. They are mild. First up, there's no nausea. There's no vomiting. First up, there's no vision changes. First up, there's no blur vision. First up, there's no blindness. First up, there's no nausea. First up, a patient tells me their headaches are associated with photophobia and light sensitivity. And light sensitivity, first up, denies any hemiparesis, any body sensory changes, diplopia, dysautonomia, and dysphagia. First up, Ms. Rivera, patient also significant insomnia symptoms. First up, patient tells me that she has difficulty falling asleep. First up, it's sufficient about 4 hours to fall asleep. First up, patient does have snoring. First up, her sleep is non-restorative sleep. First up, patient has a significant excessive daytime sleepiness. First up, next paragraph, past medical history. Past medical history, patient. Patient has headaches, first up, next number. Allergies, I know patient did not provide any allergies, that patient did not provide any allergy to any medication. Next up, social history, patient's married with one child, first up, patient's a janitor, patient does not smoke, first up, patient does not drink alcohol, patient does not use illicit drugs. Family history, there's no family history, similar medical condition. Next review system, patient's hair loss and rash, first up, patient's chest palpitation, patient also short of breath, first up, next up, part of that. Next part of our diagnostic test, the brain MRI come done in March 3, 2023. First up, it shows no acute abnormalities such as ischemia, mass effect, hydrocephalus, or intracranial hemorrhage. First up, however, there's a flattened pituitary gland with a near complete empty cella. First up, although a single non-specific finding, given patient's headaches, could also be seen in the setting of intracranial pressure, and fundoscopy may offer further characterization. For next paragraph, impression number one, headaches. First up, patient likely have tension headaches. First up, patient however denies any blurred vision. First up, there's no loss of vision. First up, there's no nausea or vomiting. First up, patient does have sometimes photosensitivity. First up, a differential diagnosis also includes migraine headaches. First up, the next paragraph, the brain MRI also show a flattened pituitary gland and near complete empty cell at first step. This is likely a non-specific finding first step. However, this could also be seen in setting up the intracranial hypertension first step. Our recommendation to see an ophthalmologist to come up for a complete ophthalmology examination, come up to look at the fundi, come up to make sure there's no papillary edema first step. Number three. Insomnia, first up, a patient has significant difficulty to fall asleep, or first up, a patient has also snoring, non-restorative sleep, excessive daytime sleepiness, so first up, for recommendation, explain the patient of the diagnosis. Next number, recommendation. I recommend patient to see an ophthalmologist to come out to complete the fundoscopic examination, come out to rule out papillary edema, as to rule out the intracranial hypertension first up. Fundoscopic examination shows papillary edema, then she likely have intracranial hypertension, then we'll need a lumbar puncture for further evaluation first up. If the ophthalmology examination is completely normal, then I would just repeat the MRI in a few months to a year first up. Next number. I will offer trazodone, for her insomnia symptoms. So first up, next number, I will also, as far as the headaches, recommendation to take Tylenol as needed, for the headaches. So first up, next number, I will also schedule the patient for, obtain a sleep study, definitively evaluate for sleep disorders such as obstructive sleep apnea. First step, explain to patient obstructive sleep apnea may also increase the intracranial pressure. First step, next number, follow up with me after. The sleep study for 7 months, but this marks the implication. Next patient, last name is Garcia, G-A-R-C-I-A. First name is Jesus, J-E-S-U-S. Date of visit is March 17, 2023. Next number, date of birth is April 17, 1943. Referring physician is Dr. B-A-S. I-L-I-A. First name is Gonzalez, G-O-N-Z-A-L-E-Z-M-D. At the Lifelong Medical Care. Lifelong Medical Care, first up. Lifelong Medical Care, their fax number. Fax number is 510-233-2974. Again, 510-233-2974. That's the fax number. Next, the part of a chief complaint. Chief complaint of memory loss. Next for history present in expression for 79-year-old male, chief complaint of memory loss. Of course, the measure of the history is provided by the grandson, translating for Spanish. Next for history present in expression has a 79-year-old male, chief complaint of memory loss. So first up, a patient has been having memory loss for the last 2 years. So first up, a patient has significant difficulty to learn new items. So first up, a patient has significant short-term memory loss. So first up, a patient would forget new things. So first up, a patient would misplace things a lot. So first up, denies any hemiparesis, hemibody sensory changes. So first up, denies any agitation or aggressiveness. So first up, denies any significant new medications. So first up, uh, a full step efficient, a full step next step paragraph of past medical history, high blood pressure, next number high cholesterol, next number history of stroke, a diagnosed in January 19, 2023, next number blockage of an artery, next number past surgical history, non-expert medication, metoprolol, aspirin 81 milligrams per day, atropic statin 40 milligrams a day, Lysartan 25 milligrams once a day. Next over, allergies, no known drug allergies, next one, social history patient single with six children, first type of patient is currently not working, first type of patient does not smoke, or first type of patient just drinks alcohol on a social basis, patient does not use illicit drugs. Next one, family history, there's no family history of some of the medical conditions. For UV system, patient's weight loss, patient's hair loss and rash, patient's short of breath, first type of patient's abdominal pain, heartburn, acid reflux symptoms, patient's urinary urgency frequency, first type of patient also muscle pain, and cramps, and first type of neurological examination, cranial nerve, neurological examination, mental state examination, patient does not know the year, month, and date. First type of patient does not know the city. First type of patient knows this is California. First type of patient is oriented to his name. First type of patient, serial 7 is 1 out of 5. First type of patient knows a patient. Patient thinks the president of the United States is Trump. First up, the president of the United States is actually Biden now. First up, a patient recall is a 0 out of 3. Poor insight. First up, patient also poor judgment. Next for impression, Alzheimer's disease, comma, advanced. First up, a patient is disoriented to time, date, and situation. First up, patient does not know the city. First up, a patient 07 is 1 out of 5. First up, 5-minute short-term recall, 0 out of 3. First up, a patient thinks the president of the United States is Trump. First up, the president of the United States is actually currently Biden. First up, next paragraph of impression number 2, a patient also have history of stroke, according to them, it was January 19, 2023. Patient also have a blockage of an artery, according to them. First up, next paragraph, patient also have high blood pressure and high cholesterol. First up, next paragraph, recommendation, explain to patient and the grandson and the family of the above diagnosis. Next up, I always start a patient on memantine 10 milligrams once a day for Alzheimer's disease. Next up, patients should continue to take the atropic statin 20 milligrams a day for stroke prevention. Next up, patient also should continue to take aspirin 81 milligrams per day. First up, next up, patient is currently taking blood pressure medication from metoprolol and losartan, which is managed by his primary care doctor. For something similar, also explained to the common signs and symptoms from acute stroke or coma, which included hemiparesis, hemibody sensory changes, diplopia, dysarthria, and dysphagia. First up, explain to him go to the nearest emergency room. He develop any of those signs and symptoms. So for something similar, a recommendation follow me in 1 month. A recommendation follow me in 1 month. For coma, follow the medication. For something similar, this marks the end of dictation.